Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Rob, let's talk about this Jalen Phillips trade. Jalen Phillips is a player that was on the block. I think we've kind of known that for a couple of weeks. We had a Miami guest on. Was that last week, 2 weeks ago? We took a trip to Miami just to learn more about him. I mean, this is the kind of player that the Chiefs are usually interested in. He was a former first-round pick back in 2021. Very up and down, inconsistent career. And a team, a good team, Philadelphia, willing to roll the dice, willing to take a chance on a third-round pick to go grab Jalen Phillips. He has 3 sacks so far this season. He has 25 tackles. He has 7 quarterback hits. He is 26 years old. The financials, the Dolphins basically just bought a third-round pick. They are willing to eat $5 million left. I believe the Eagles are paying somewhere between $500,000 and $600,000 the rest of the way. But obviously, they lose the...
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Draft pick. I'm a little surprised that people wanted the Chiefs to make this trade for Jalen Phillips. He's not under contract after this season. That's not really what the Chiefs do. The Chiefs are not usually the team that is willing to kind of mortgage a top 100 pick for a guy who, we're not talking about a premium pass rusher. I mean, he has 3 sacks so far this season. So we think Jalen Phillips this year probably gets to, what, 4 or 5? And that's worth a third-round pick. Now, the Eagles are just a much more aggressive organization than Kansas City is. But I don't think that the response would be very positive if, let's say that this happened on Tuesday. It's after the game. At this point, you guys want to trade for Breece Hall now. I don't think that the sentiment would be that the Chiefs got a steal if they traded a third-round pick for what I would say a bust of a player. That's what Jalen Phillips is. If you were the 16th overall pick and your original organization doesn't want you and you have four sacks in your last season and a half, you are a bust, in my opinion. I don't want the Chiefs to make that trade. Now, I want the Chiefs to get better at the defensive line. Don't get me wrong. And I understand that getting better at the defensive line, it usually don't come cheap. If a player like Jalen Phillips is now going for a third round pick, I'm perfectly fine to move away from the table. And that's just too rich for my blood.
So I will say I was someone who, when we had the Miami guest on last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was team go get Jalen Phillips. But I also was thinking, it's going to take a sixth, maybe a fifth, maybe do some packaging. And it's, you know, a day three pick. If Jalen Phillips costs a third round pick, what does this trade market look like? And is suddenly the trade market too rich for the Chiefs' blood? Because as much as fans love aggression and all the things, the deadline, the Chiefs don't really spend day one or two picks on guys that are expiring contracts, which is essentially what Jalen Phillips is. And if Jalen Phillips is worth a day two contract, I don't know the Chiefs are going to get a difference maker type of player.
I 100% agree.
If that guy's worth a third. So I was someone that was all in on Jalen Phillips, but I was all in on the idea of maybe it's a fifth. Maybe you package the worst of your two fourths because you got an extra one from Joe Tooney and you go into the fourth round, you get Jalen Phillips. It's basically, I remember talking about, like, it's a Joshua Uche trade. If Jalen Phillips costing a third, I don't know if the Chiefs are going to make any moves tomorrow because the market is not favoring them in a way if that guy's worth a third.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's an overpay, in my opinion, for, I would say, now, if Jalen Phillips was going for a fifth or a sixth round pick, we'd be having a very different conversation. I'm not trading a top 100 pick for 9 games of Jalen Phillips services. It's just not worth that much to me. You want to know what the problem is with the Chiefs is, do you know how many tackles Charles Amenihu had yesterday?
Did he have one?
Zero.
Oh.
Do you want to know how many hurries Charles Amenihu had yesterday?
I do think he had one hurry, right?
One.
There we go.
Do you know how many quarterback hits he had yesterday?
I'm hoping he got there on the hurry.
Zero. He did not register a stat yesterday. No tackles, no tackles for loss, no quarterback hits, no sacks, no nothing. That's the issue. Chris Jones is not the same player that we've been discussing for the last 2 years. He is a 31-year-old defensive lineman. Effort seems kind of inconsistent to me. The motor, it ain't pumping as strong as it was a couple of years ago. George Karlaftis, we are still waiting for that flower to bloom. We're still waiting for George Karlaftis to take that next step. We'll see if he takes that next step. He has been a good pass rusher. We're waiting to see if George Karlaftis can be a great pass rusher, a disruptive pass rusher. I would say he is not there yet. And the Chiefs brought back Charles Amenihu with the understanding and hope that he is going to be a difference maker. He ain't. He hasn't been. That's one of their issues. It's Charles Amenihu. It's Mike Dana. It's Derek Nnadi. It's those pieces that you were counting on to be the other guys, next man up, role players. They're just not getting a great contribution from all of those individuals. That's where I think the problem is right now in their defense. They got some problems in the linebacker room when it comes to coverage, but I'm far more critical of their defensive line that just, you don't get pressure on the quarterback, you don't get after the other team's quarterback. And yesterday, shockingly enough, they just couldn't stop the run. They've been great against the run. But I mean, just there's one thing. I mean, Josh Allen dropped back 26 times. Rob, he completed 23 of his passes for 273 yards. They didn't force an incompletion yesterday. Think about that. He dropped back 26 times. He either got sacked or completed the pass. They didn't force an incompletion yesterday. That's on everybody on that defense. That's on the D-line, the linebackers, the secondary. That is on everybody that you didn't create enough pressure to be disruptive, to get in his face. Because on the other side, that was not the case. They got after your quarterback a lot. They hit him. They frustrated him. They disrupted timing. They disrupted drives. This game was won by one side's defensive line was far more impactful than the other team's defensive line.
Those Charles Amenihu stats really stand out. Or, I guess, better way to describe it is his lack of stats, because there's not a lot from his stat book yesterday. I feel like it's maybe it's my fault and I was wrong, and maybe there's more data and I'll be double wrong, but I don't care. I remember when they signed Charles Minnehu, I praised this team. Hey, they got a Minnehu back, cheap contract, more pass rush. Who's ever anti-more pass rush? Great deal. We talked in the offseason about how it's a one-year deal, so it's basically a contract year for Charles Minnehu. Charles Minnehu wants to get real paid one day in the NFL. It's time. This is the year. They can do all this. Like, Charles Minnehu has been nothing for this team. He was a guy that we thought could break out. He was a guy that we thought, you know, savvy addition to bring him back. He was a guy that we looked at last year when he came back from injury. Everyone on the D-line got better because he showed back up. Man, that's not been the case in 2025. He's been just out there. Now, he's not MVS. He's not the cardio king, but that stat pack is pretty damning on what they've gotten from Charles Minnehu. And it's becoming apparent to me why the rest of the NFL wasn't interested in going to get Charles Minnehu, because he's done very little for this team. And by the way, that's not to forgive the other defensive linemen. They've also been bad. It's just, he was one they signed in the offseason and has been real bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.